Archers for the week 22nd to 27th September 2002.
Schuler's getting organised.
£3 ready for William to collect in a minute.
Is this for his beer fund?
No, parking and tube tickets.
Once we're off the coach, we're heading for Hyde Park Corner, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We're following the Liberty route. We join up with the other half of the march in Whitehall.
That's one of the North Hawthorpe coaches, isn't it?
We can't have them in front.
And Greg wants volunteers to carry placards.
I volunteer Brown.
Brown?
Yes, we're getting out of the early start. Smart move, being in London already.
Oh, I forgot my razor. You don't mind me dashing off, do you? Only if I'm meeting them when they get in.
Siobhan? What's the matter? What is it? No, sit down. Sit down. Come on. What is it, darling? Look, do you want me to get someone?
No. Oh, Lord.
Siobhan, what's happening?
Nothing. I went to pick up my bag and...
What?
I felt faint.
Oh, God, you almost passed out. Is there anything wrong with the baby, you know?
It's nothing like that.
Well, I'm getting a doctor anyway.
I'm all right. Just give me a minute. I'll be fine once I get going.
There's no way you're going to the station now.
Brian, I'm fine.
Well, hardly.
I am. It's passed off.
Let's just see what the doctor says.
Seems an awful lot of
Siobhan.
Trouble. Okay. To be on the safe side, I'll ask reception if there's someone who can see me.
All right, well, look, I'll ring them now.
You're not to hang on.
Darling, I can't just leave you.
Please, Brian. I'll go to the station after I've been looked at.
Yeah, but what if anything happens?
It looked worse than it was. I was just giddy. I promise I'll ring if there's any kind of problem, which there won't be.
Okay, but I mean, at least I can wait to see what he says.
No.
Siobhan.
Look, you'll be late meeting Jennifer and the others, and that'll only make me feel worse.
You're sure you're all right?
Go on. You've got to be there for the coach.
What a crowd, eh?
This is only one of the coach parks. What's it going to be like on the march?
Folks coming from all over, even abroad.
Daniel!
You can't swear the North Gorsetshire park is on, you can.
Daniel, don't go wandering off. Stay with Daddy.
Some old friends of mine are coming down.
Oh, that boy.
The early start hasn't bothered him.
No, I thought he'd be spark out on the coach.
Haven't seen Brian?
No, not yet.
Well, David's gone to go, but in this crowd...
Yeah, well, if you like, we can get the banner up for a moment.
Oh, would you mind?
Let everyone know we're here, eh?
Yeah, good idea.
Caroline, give me a hand, will you? More coaches from Brom. Look,
it's a wonder if anybody left in Portsmouth.
There you are, Jennifer, look.
Sorry.
Oh, well done.
Sorry, I'm
late. Well, don't worry if we've just got here ourselves.
Really?
Oh, you can leave your overnight bag on the coach.
It was murder getting across London. Some kind of demonstration going on, apparently.
You don't mind?
No, not at all.
Only, if we got a few minutes before lunch...
Oh, I'm always happy to show you what we're growing.
And Peggy and Pat seem so preoccupied.
Oh, I think Pat wants Mum's advice on chocolate cake.
Really?
Yeah, she's putting one in for the flower and produce. First time she's taken part for ages.
Oh, good luck to her.
Now, these are some of our later tomatoes.
Oh, very nice. You haven't any stripy ones left, have you?
They're all finished, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, never mind. These look lovely.
Right. Do you want some peppers?
Your mum might like some.
Well, they've done pretty well this year, despite the weather.
It's very useful having these tunnels, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We couldn't run the veg boxes without them.
I tried persuading your mother to have one at the lodge. I'm sure my dahlias would benefit.
Right, here you are. Sweet enough to put straight in a salad.
Oh, lovely.
And how many toms do you want?
Oh, only a few. Don't rob yourself.
Oh, don't worry. We've got plenty.
They're such a lovely, rich red. They look first class.
Yeah. Well, it's how they taste that matters.
Well, yes.
The trouble is, people make far too much fuss about the way food looks.
I know some people do.
I mean, have you heard what happened to our spuds?
Hey, up, have you fallen behind as well?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right.
I didn't mean to put in on a phone call.
No, I was just checking the weather. If this connects to the internet.
Oh, well, what are we in for? More of the same.
Yeah, well, it looks like it.
Bye, isn't it going well?
It's tremendous.
You'll never guess who I've just seen.
Who's that?
Carl Swift.
Carl?
Well, you know, the keeper who dropped us all in at your Grey Gables.
Oh, the one who ran off with the barman's wife?
Aye, I saw his face on one of the big video screens back there.
Still looking guilty, I should hope, the filthy swine.
Aye, I wouldn't have minded a few words with the beggar, but there's not much chance in this crowd.
You'll have to tell Jack you've seen him.
Look, we mustn't let the others get too far ahead or we'll never find them again.
Actually, I can't see Simon and Debbie anymore.
Well, come on, we'd better catch up before we're going to Parliament Square.
That seems very unfair.
Yeah, almost half. Can you believe it?
And there's really nothing wrong with them?
No.
Well, I thought the cooperative was supposed to be on your side.
Well, they've got to please the supermarket. They reckon 40% of our spud showed blemishes.
Oh, dear.
A little scab and scurf, that's all. But it's not harmful. Doesn't affect the taste.
We're about ready.
Oh, yeah, right.
So you won't get a proper price for them?
Fat chance.
Tony's been telling you what happened on Friday?
It seems very hard lines.
It's only possible because the market's flooded with imports.
Yeah, so the buyers can hold a gun to our head. If we don't provide pretty enough potatoes, they'll buy elsewhere.
That doesn't seem right.
Squeezing the life out of small producers like us.
Isn't it just?
Yeah, now that's something I would be prepared to march about.
At last. I've been trying to get hold of you for hours.
Just switched off for a while. That's why I got a bit
right. How are you?
Okay. How's the march?
Oh, terrific.
Well done.
Oh, I might even have enjoyed it if I wasn't so worried about you.
There was no need.
So where are you ringing from?
Hotel.
What?
After you went, I did pass out, as it happens.
Oh, no.
Nothing to worry about. The doctor saw me.
Why didn't you call?
She was very thorough, but okay.
But, I mean, look, if you faint...
She told me to have a little rest.
It must have been more than that.
No, and the hotel was great.
You should have called me straight away.
They let me sleep for a couple of hours. It's done me the world of good.
Now. To the station?
Yeah. I didn't want you worrying about where I was, that's all.
Look, I'll see you there.
What?
The coffee shop to the seats outside. I'm going straight over now.
No.
You're to wait for me there, do you understand?
I suppose we'd better start rounding everyone up again.
Are we making for St. James's or going on to Victoria?
Let's try Victoria.
Jenny?
Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
I've been a idiot.
Emma! What have you done?
I've left my personal organiser at the Farmers Club. I was in such a rush this morning.
Oh, no.
Phone numbers, meetings, everything. I'm completely lost without it.
Well, don't worry. It'll be in your bag on the coach.
Oh, no. That's who I was phoning. The club. They've got it at reception.
Well, I just have to post it on.
But on a Sunday? No. If I'm quick, I can pick it up.
No. But we're going back to Shepherd's Bush.
I've just got time. I can't risk losing it.
Oh, Briar!
See you on the coach.
We're better off missing that one, I think.
Yeah, there'll be another one along in a minute.
So, what did you think?
Oh, wasn't it great?
Magnificent.
Fantastic seeing so many families on the march.
And there were plenty of youngsters around, weren't there?
Yeah, such a good atmosphere.
Mm. You know, what impressed me was the silence passing the Senate House.
Mom, George says we can sing on the coach going home.
Don't see why not.
That's if Daniel can keep his eyes open. I think a few of the youngsters are starting to flag.
I'm not.
Is Alistair still with Auntie Chris?
Aye, but having a right old natter about colic, of all things.
I heard part of my old farm might be getting sold on to a vet.
Really?
Didn't have time to get the full story.
Right, you best keep in a bit, Daniel.
That was one of the great things today, seeing so many old faces.
Daniel?
There's another train coming in 2 minutes.
Ryan, you're crazy.
Well, perhaps.
Completely crazy.
Huh, so you're not pleased to see me?
Of course I am. Thanks for...
I have to see you, Siobhan. You're still looking very pale.
I'm feeling loads better.
Honestly?
Yes. Especially now you're here. Mm-hmm.
What did the doctor say?
It's all right. There's nothing wrong with the baby.
She sure?
She seemed to be.
Mm. You don't sound convinced.
There are no other symptoms. I fainted, that's all.
Still.
I'm seeing the midwife tomorrow anyway, so...
Well, that's good.
She'll tell me if... The doctor's sure there's nothing wrong.
Thank heavens.
What did you say to the others?
Hmm?
To get over here.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I know you can't stay long.
When's the train leaving?
About 1/4 hour.
Plenty of time for me to get a ticket.
You're joking.
No. I shouldn't have left you in the first place.
But Brian,
I'm not going to make the same mistake twice.
You can't come back with me.
I can, and I'm going to. Unless you'd rather travel alone.
No. No, of course not.
And that's settled.
But what on earth are you going to tell Jennifer?
Oh, well, what a day, eh?
Wasn't it fabulous?
And hasn't all that walking worked up an appetite?
Ah, it's been worth it.
Oh, why? What have we got, everyone, Shula?
Two more, then we can set off.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Oh, what's that?
I reckon there's less muck now on Whitehall and Victoria Street than when we started.
But everyone was pretty good about clearing up after themselves,
yeah,
weren't they?
Pity a few more folk in London don't do the same.
Yeah, right there.
Are you all right, Jennifer?
Fine.
You don't mind switching seats on the way back, do you? Someone's nabbed yours and Brian's.
Brian doesn't need a seat.
Oh, he's not with you?
No. I knew he didn't have time to go chasing across London.
Oh, yeah. Debbie told me he'd lost his personal organiser.
He just phoned to say he's found it.
Oh, that's good.
But he can't get back here in time, so he's cutting his losses and he's going home by train.
Chubba's got more than work on his mind.
I would like to clean the milk pipes, please, Ruth.
The hypochlorite's by the door.
Yes, but that...
Drum?
Drum, thank you. It's empty.
OK, let me key in new rations for the mums, and I'll show you where there's some more.
Thank you. This morning was a good cough.
Nice and uncomplicated when it happens in the field.
Yes, Mum had an easy time.
Only one more to do. And thanks again for the recipes.
Are they all right?
Fine. There.
They were hard to translate. Can you understand?
Oh, yeah. It was really nice of your mother.
She says maybe they are too difficult.
No, not at all. Although I'm not sure I'll be cooking both of them.
You don't like them?
Oh, they're great, but we have a birthday tradition in our family as well.
Yes?
Different people cook different courses, so we can all get involved.
Oh, that's good.
Come on, I'll show you the acid.
It's good to have everyone helping.
That's the idea. And I'm pretty sure I can manage. I mean, I'll enjoy cooking the main dish.
It's very good.
There we are. There's usually a spare drum here.
Oh, yes.
And someone else can do the sticky pastry dessert.
Good. Mother says it needs a good cook.
Right.
Of course, you are a very good cook.
You know how to use the hypochlorite?
Yes. Many people are coming to Jill's birthday next week.
There'll be a few of us.
Like Josh's party. Your friend, Usha, will be there?
Not this time. It's family only.
Oh. That's nice.
The midwife's certain you're all right?
Yes.
Really?
She made sure everything's where it should be.
And there's nothing wrong?
Nope. Though, to be on the safe side, I went to my GP as well.
Oh, good.
Oh, everything's checked out okay.
Thank heavens. So why do they think it happened?
I'd overdone things, that's all. It was a busy weekend.
Well, that's my fault.
Oh, no. The midwife thought that maybe the theatre wasn't such a good idea, not being able to move around.
Yeah, and it was all such a rush yesterday morning.
Forget it.
Oh, I wish I could come over now.
You must have 101 things to catch up on.
Well, yes. Still all the same.
Brian, I couldn't feel better.
Honestly?
Honestly. And thanks for a great weekend.
Well, it's such a pity it went wrong.
It didn't. I loved every minute of it.
Well, even yesterday.
It was great what you did, coming back with me. Did that cause problems?
Not really. Well, you know.
It must have done.
I took a certain amount of flack. But don't worry, Siobhan. Nothing I can't handle.
Do these want to go straight out to the van?
I think Tony's still changing the oil filter. You better put them in the chilled area for now.
Righto. That's encouraging, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Tom's feeling pretty optimistic.
Mm, he's got every right to.
Says all the work he's done on the sausages is starting to pay off.
Nails, please, and all.
I know. He was up here in very good time this morning. Well, that's Neil all over.
And that's a relief for Susan, him having something regular.
I can't think of anyone better for Tom to have taken on.
Right, now, what's left?
We need two more strawberry and a blackcurrant for Lower Loxley.
Right.
You were saying you're not keeping Bartleby there anymore?
No, Joe's brought him home. He's ever so pleased.
You're housing him in the shed?
Hmm. It's plenty big enough, but I don't know.
You're not keen?
Well, I don't mind. It's Cathy who...
Well, she said something.
No, she didn't need to. Look on her face when Joe turned up with Bart.
Not impressed with having a pony for a neighbour?
Don't seem thrilled by the idea. Hannah with Jamie, it's different again.
Right, another couple of pots, that's all.
It keeps turning up with carrots for him.
Oh, maybe Cathy will come round. Oh, good.
All done.
Thanks, Tony.
Do you want me to start loading, then?
Well, let's finish off here first.
One more strawberry, then.
And you're all organised for Sunday?
Edward's birthday. Yeah, we're slowly getting there.
Good.
We went to the supermarket last night. You know Emma's helping me with the food.
Mm, like father, like daughter. She's very dependable, that girl.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm really pleased about.
What's that?
Edward finally got round to inviting William to the party.
Oh, I knew you were worried.
They're as close as they should be sometimes.
Oh, well, it can be difficult for brothers. Tom and John didn't always get on.
No. Well, anyway, the best bit is, William said yes, and he's taking a present with him.
Oh, that's good.
Mind you, it's all Emma's doing.
Right. Just the black currant, huh?
She's been shuttling between them like nobody's business. She says they've got to do the right thing by each other.
Good for her.
And she chose the present. And she even bought a card for William to sign.
What is it with men and birthday cards?
I don't know. Eddie's just the same.
Well, hope Emma knows what she's taking on. If she's not careful, she'll have a job for life there.
Go on. Your little one's there already.
Go in. In.
In.
Hey, well done. You got some straw down.
In you go.
All right, let's get this shut.
Cough in the morning. Cough at lunchtime. It's a good day.
It's very good. Two nice heifers.
And Mum follows all the way from the field.
Yeah, well, she's an old hand, this one.
Old hand?
Ah, sorry. She's given birth before.
I understand.
Now, she's always calved easily.
David?
Yeah?
What does it mean, my mares are a dead skirt?
Sorry?
My mares are a dead skirt.
Such me, who said that?
Bert.
Oh.
I was going to ask him for the meaning.
Dead skirt or dead cert? We've had another one carve in the field.
Yep.
She's a bonny little thing.
Maybe cert.
Ah. Well, dead cert is easy. It means absolutely certain.
And maras?
Maras are marrows. They're a vegetable.
Bert's vegetables are absolutely certain.
Yeah, well...
of what?
You know the flower and produce show?
We were talking about it at breakfast. At the village hall on Friday?
Oh, the competition, yes.
Yeah, well, people bring their vegetables or flowers and the judge decides which is the best.
OK.
And Bert thinks his marrows are certain to win a prize.
I understand. It is very important to him.
Oh, yes.
He keeps talking about
it. That sure is a big part of village life.
Now, for example, my dad has taken a lot of trouble with his roses.
We have competitions like this at home.
Yeah? And it isn't just flowers and vegetables.
There's cakes, photos, a children's section.
Photos? I very much like taking photos.
They've got to be of wild flowers this year. Have you seen Usha's yet?
Not yet, no.
Usha's there.
Whoa, hold on. Oh, mind where you're treading.
Maybe. I can see the flower and vegetable show.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Now, you haven't had any lunch, have you, Chubba?
Well, no.
Oh, you should have said.
There's soup on the arga, and I've left some bread on the table for you.
Is that all right, David?
Yeah, of course. We'll go through the lambs later on.
I'll be quick.
Yeah, don't worry.
Take your time. Do you want any?
Oh, I'll check the other calves first.
Isn't he a gem?
Chubba.
You'd have worked right through lunch if I hadn't said.
It's one of the best decisions we've made in ages, taking him off.
I know.
He's easy to get on with, and he's not afraid of hard work.
And the trouble he went to, getting those recipes from his mum.
Hey, look, you don't have to worry about those. I know they're a bit tricky.
It's all right. Problem solved.
Is it?
Just been on the phone to Sheila.
Oh, yeah?
In between hearing what a great time they all had on the march, I've persuaded her to cook Chabba's special dessert.
It's absurd, isn't it?
Yeah. That roll's yours, Tony.
Oh, you have it. I'm not hungry.
I'm all right. I'll just have my cup of tea before I get back over the dairy.
I mean, who does it benefit, apart from the supermarkets themselves?
Do you want another cup?
Oh, yeah. No, thanks. I don't really want one.
Well, I was telling Pat we did a big shop last night for Edward's birthday.
What, for the party?
Yeah. It weren't as expensive as I thought. Say what you like about supermarkets, at least the prices are reasonable.
Only because they grind down their suppliers.
That's as maybe.
Well, that's how it is.
Well, I'm not saying it's right. When you've got to watch the penny.
Simply because our spuds don't look perfect under shop lighting, they won't take them.
Yeah, that must be annoying.
It's completely unfair.
Mind you, that's all you've got to go on, isn't it?
What is?
The way food looks.
Oh, so you're not bothered about taste?
You don't know about that till you get home. It's the price that's important.
Yeah, well, of course it's important, but the bottom line ought to be quality.
Oh, that took longer than usual, didn't it, Pat?
Yeah, I was chatting to Cathy. I've heard some bad news at Lower Loxley.
What's that?
Well, Hayley's had to take the morning off to look after Marjorie.
What's the matter with her?
She took a tumble first thing.
No.
Yeah, she'd fallen right over, apparently.
Oh, no.
Is it serious?
Oh, serious enough to go straight to the doctor. She'd thrown her arm out to break the fall and landed badly.
Ouch.
Now, Cathy thinks it's a bad sprain rather than a break, but all the same.
Not very nice at Marjorie's age.
She ought to have one of them alarm things round her neck.
OK, sit down, love. There's still some tea in the pot.
It's a good job she's got Roy and Hayley to keep an eye on her.
I'll call in later if I get the chance.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
Now I better make a start on the next batch.
I'll be through in a minute.
Ah, don't worry. Pollen's in this afternoon.
Yeah, he was hard at it when I looked in.
Oh, Clary.
Yeah?
Bart came up in conversation with Cathy.
No, he didn't.
Don't worry, I don't think she really minds him being in the shed.
Oh, well, that's summer. Yeah, it is a relief if she ain't bothered about him.
I think Cathy's exact words were only to be expected living next to the Grundys.
Well, she knew what she was letting herself in for when she bought April Cottage.
Oh, she said it with a smile.
Anyway, I think it's a great sight. Joe taking a pony and trap through Ambridge.
Certainly quicker than relying on your midget.
That'll be out and about again any day now. Just doing routine maintenance.
Oh, yes, of course.
You'll see.
Yeah, it's funny how often Kenton came up in our conversation.
Oh, what's he done now?
No, nothing in particular. Just every time Cathy said something, she brought him into the conversation.
Oh, she must have it bad.
I guess so. It was all, Kenton says this, and in Kenton's opinion. She was quoting him as if he was the fount of all knowledge.
Kenton? You sure she's talking about the same one we know?
Secret plans are being hatched.
Mummy's agreed to babysit Freddie and Lily.
Oh, good. One less thing to worry about.
And we're making great progress with clues for the treasure hunt. Oh, and I had an idea about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if you're sticking to the idea that each clue reflects a year of marriage, then the old linen room would be the perfect location for the second clue. You know, cotton.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, do you think you'll use it?
Well, since you and Elizabeth are actually taking part, that will be insider information.
And you mustn't have an advantage over the other couples.
No, of course not.
Yeah, fair's fair, old chap.
It's very good of you two to organise it.
We're enjoying the challenge, aren't we?
Well, if that's all sorted.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, the next thing is, who's coming? Who have we heard from?
Oh, right. David and Ruth, Shula and Alistair and the Gerrards.
Oh, Tim rang earlier.
Tim Beecham.
Mm, he's definitely up for it.
What is the matter with you?
And he is bringing someone.
Irina.
Irina? I've not heard of her before.
Go away.
Yeah, he met her jet skiing in Cornwall. Only in her 20s. Yeah, sounds quite a laugh.
Good old Tim.
Then there's Hayley and Roy, Emma and Will. Well, pretty well everyone we invited.
Excellent.
Oh, except Usha and Adrian.
Ah.
I thought we'd have heard from them by now.
But you did get in touch?
Yeah. Yep, take it that they're coming. It's all in hand.
Good.
Oh, and of course there's Helen and Greg.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Cheerful.
Greg can be very good company.
I rather like Helen.
First on the list if you want to learn about cheese.
Oh, don't be wrong.
I'm only teasing.
Hush, you. She's quite agitated about something.
That's my fault. Normally I bring a piece of apple or biscuit when I come down here.
I didn't know you're so fond of the rare breeds.
I drop by now and then.
When you need thinking time.
Yeah, something like that.
It's certainly nicely out of the way down here.
Well, that's what we wanted, isn't it? If the party's to stay a secret.
Well, yes. Now, I've spoken to Titcomb about the generator.
What, for the lights around the lake?
No, for the ones on the island.
And how are we getting the food across there?
Hi, Lizzie.
For heaven's sake, Nigel, I've been looking everywhere.
What's the matter?
I'm late getting to Siobhan's, and there's a mountain of stuff to fax to suppliers.
Ah.
We can't leave it any longer.
Sorry, but if you remember, I'm going out myself in a little while. My hospital appointment.
Oh.
And there's no use asking me. I'm driving in there.
Well, someone's got to do it.
I will, if you like.
Would you, Cathy?
Yeah, of course.
Well, there's the stationery order plus the wine.
It's all right, Lizzie. I'll show her what he's doing.
Well, that's really good of you.
No problem.
Why are you all lurking here, anyway?
We're not lurking.
We're trying to keep Reg happy.
What?
Yeah, he's not sure we've got the access to the Tamworths right. Looks fine to me. What do you think?
Life's too short. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, Lizzie.
Well done.
I can't give the game away now.
I'm sure she's going to find out before Sunday.
No, not if we're careful.
What worries me is kidnapping her before the start.
Oh, nothing to worry about.
It could all go horribly wrong. What if we can't find her at the right time?
We will.
You can't be sure of that.
Oh, yes, we can. Kenton's had a brainwave.
Really?
Oh, yes. And when we've sorted out the catering and lighting, I'll take you to the office and show you.
See what you think. There. Oh, they're lovely.
You don't have to say that.
They are.
As soon as I saw the pattern, I knew I wanted them.
And you hung them yourself?
Of course.
You're mad.
There's no weight to them at all.
All the same, you've got to be careful, Siobhan.
You saw the old curtains.
Well, yes.
I could hardly use them for nursery, could I? Oh,
these make everything brighter.
And then, of course, I couldn't resist the rug.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I like it.
The whole room's really coming together.
I want it all ready before the action starts.
You've done something else, haven't you?
Maybe.
You haven't been painting.
Nothing as grand as that.
The lampshade.
That's it.
It's great.
Not OTT.
No, not at all.
Never saw myself as a teddy bear woman before.
It's just right for the baby.
Yeah, it is kind of cute, isn't it?
It's great.
Listen to me. Cute. I never say cute. What's happening to me?
You're very pregnant. It makes a difference.
So, are you impressed?
It looks lovely, Siobhan, but be careful. I think you've done enough for now.
Oh, this was just bits and pieces.
Well, I wouldn't be doing anything if I'd had a scare.
Fainting? Oh, that was nothing.
Didn't sound like it.
Since I got back, I've been comprehensively poked, prodded and listened to, and there's nothing wrong with me.
It must have been awful, then.
One of those things. Forget it.
It's such a shame when you've been looking forward to getting away.
Didn't spoil the weekend.
You still had a good time?
You be the judge.
Hmm?
That's why I wanted you to come over early, before the antenatal class. I have something to show you.
There we are. Duncannon and White International. Hmm. That sounds very plausible.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Having been let down unexpectedly by our usual venue, I've heard good reports of hope, even at this late date, you may be able to accommodate. This is excellent.
Kenton came up with the letterhead and everything.
You wouldn't believe how long I spent on this.
And it's completely bogus.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Isn't it brilliant? If Elizabeth thinks we've got a last-minute booking...
Then A, Cathy and Owen can prepare a lot of extra food without raising suspicions. Mm-hmm. And B...
We know exactly where Elizabeth will be on Sunday night. Have you seen this?
In order to confirm final arrangements, we'll contact your office at 6 o'clock precisely the evening before.
So, we just have to make sure that Lizzie's in here on duty.
Nice work, Kenton.
We aim to please, sir.
So now there's just the music to organise.
Oh, yes.
And we can thrash that out on the way to the hospital.
Oh, we'd better get moving, actually.
And you're happy about the faxing?
Yeah, it's all perfectly straightforward.
It's very good of you. Oh, can you give me a minute? I just want to get my jacket.
Yeah, sure.
Sunday's going to be a great night.
Well, there's a great team organising it.
As long as we make sure that Nigel and Elizabeth actually win the treasure hunt.
Oh, they will, don't worry.
Yeah, but how?
Well, we'll tip off everyone else to give up after the seventh clue.
Won't that spoil it? I mean, what's the point in taking part if you can't win?
Now, I've thought about that. We'll have to be a bit clever.
Yeah, how?
For everyone except Nigel and Lizzie, the real competition is to get to the seventh clue.
Okay, that's wool, isn't it?
Yeah, the tapestry on the landing.
Oh, yes.
We'll leave a sheet of paper behind it, which couples have to sign as they get there.
Right.
And we'll have prizes for the first three.
OK, but we don't tell Nigel and Lizzie what's happening.
No. And then, you see, everyone lets them have a clear run to the finish, mm-hmm. where, what do you know?
They find the treasure chest with the present in it.
Exactly. Once we've settled what we're getting them.
Oh, Kenton, you put so much effort into this.
Mm, family's important to me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm ready when you are.
Oh, well, have fun with the suppliers. Mm.
This shouldn't take long.
What are you doing this evening?
Oh, I promised Jamie I'd help with his water project.
Oh, well.
We're seeing what floats and what doesn't.
Never mind.
He's with his father tomorrow night, though.
Oh, is he?
So if you'd like to come around then...
The Kenton!
Yeah, I'd love to.
You don't mind me opening it?
Go on.
Oh, it's great!
Isn't it?
I love this sort of carry cot.
Take the plastic off.
Oh, so well padded. It's gorgeous.
I dragged Ryan all over before I found the right place to buy everything.
And the little blanket will go perfectly with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, you've chosen really well.
No, I'm pleased with the bath more than anything.
And how was all this delivered? In a fleet of trucks?
Almost. The van wasn't long gone when you came.
Oh, I love the little eiderdown.
I tell you, I was inspired on Saturday.
What do you want me to do with all the wrapping?
Oh, forget it. I'll clear it up later.
Wow, this was some serious shopping.
It'll be Brian's turn to faint when he gets the statement.
You and the baby are worth it.
Well, even if we're not, we've got it now.
Is it all right if I...
Oh, go ahead. Let's clear the chairs and sit down.
It looks like you've got everything you need.
Pretty well.
And I thought Nigel made a fuss of me, but compared to this...
Brian was great. He didn't mind how long I took making my mind up.
Well, that's nice. Most men can't stand shopping.
I was surprised. We had a good look round, and then he made me stop, have a cup of coffee. He wanted me to be certain before I chose anything.
That's good.
But it wasn't the... it's not the linen nor the carry cot that's so great.
Although they're pretty good.
No, it's the way... well, the way we went round together.
What do you mean?
Normally we have to be so careful. But it was great in London. We could be ourselves.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It felt so natural. Ryan even held my hand when we looked at cot mobiles. Oh, that sounds stupid, doesn't it?
No.
No, I know it does. But it's important. Being able to do what everyone else does.
Of course.
You know, before we went, I was kind of worried. Oh, this'll sound silly.
Go on.
I thought... well, not really thought. I had the feeling the assistants would know, looking at us.
Know what?
That we're part-time. Whatever you want to call it.
How could they?
I'm only saying it's a feeling I had. But they treated us perfectly normally.
Oh, not like you had two heads.
Like we were a proper couple.
Oh.
It's the same whenever Brian and I get away from Ambridge. We feel right together.
That's nice.
Now, if you think of me and Tim, do you remember when you met us?
What, for the first time?
Yes. Did we look right? You know, like we belonged?
Well... I can't really remember.
Because lots of times, at parties or new situations, people were surprised that Tim and I were married.
You can't always tell when you meet people.
I think you can.
Really?
Well, take you and Nigel. You might be at opposite ends of a room, but a stranger would soon work out that you're married.
Mm, only because I'd be telling Nigel off for something.
No, I'm serious. There's chemistry between people. I mean, when they're right for each other.
Yes, I suppose there is.
And when we're together, on holiday or like last weekend, that's what Brian and I have got.
Look, Siobhan.
I know.
It's great that you had such a good time in
London.
Don't
worry, I'm not kidding myself.
No?
I know what the situation is.
I'd hate to see you get hurt.
Of course I know. I live with it every day. I'm the other woman.
That's not quite how I put it.
Well, that's how it is. How can I forget? I have plenty of time on my own to think about it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be a misery.
Well, I'd better make myself presentable if we're going to get going.
Oh, yes.
I had a hairbrush somewhere.
Yeah, it's on the coffee table.
Oh, thanks.
Is it today they start talking about the actual birth?
No, next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
So you can gloat at the rest of us.
It'll be interesting. New take on the whole business.
I'm really grateful you've been coming with me.
I'm enjoying it.
And thanks for being around now, helping me open this lot.
How did we make so much mess?
It was fun. actually having someone to share it with.
I've had a great time.
Sometimes, stuck here on my own. Oh, doesn't matter.
We're all like that occasionally.
You don't know how desperate I get for company sometimes.
Jill comes bearing gifts.
Salad.
Oh, it's so kind of you.
Not at all. Leave anything you don't want.
Oh, it all looks very nice.
Have to keep your strength up when you're recovering.
Well, that's what Roy and Haley say. I've eaten with them the last two evenings.
That's good.
Well, they insisted on it.
It's a good job Haley was around when you started doing your gymnastics.
Oh, wasn't it?
Do tuck in, Marjorie. And what if I make a cup of tea to follow?
Oh, would you mind?
Not at all.
Haley's left everything out.
You tripped up in here, is that right?
Yes, clearing out some of Bettina's old toys.
You've had a horrible few weeks, haven't you? Charlie going, losing Bettina.
Perhaps spraining my wrist is the third bad thing.
It's awfully frustrating, isn't it, being strapped up?
Oh, I can't do half of what I want to. I mean, I felt so guilty about missing the PCC meeting.
Oh, don't worry. I'll bring you up to date after lunch.
So, we can create a link from rural reminiscences through to...
Ah, the flower and produce. Oh, yes, that's very neat.
Now, what have we got on this page so far?
Well, it's still fairly sketchy, I'm afraid.
Looks quite good.
Alice did it all, and you can click on the winners right back to 1975.
Oh, let's have a look at 96.
Oh, there aren't many visuals yet.
Best flowers in show, Rudbeckias, entered by Miss Usha Gupta.
Your moment of glory immortalised.
So it should be. And you've got some photos.
Well, we can't have a section on the flower and produce without Uncle Tom somewhere.
Doesn't Haley look young next to him?
Oh, well, you wait till you see some of the things I've dug up from the 70s.
You in hot pants?
Not quite that bad, but there's one of me with Carol Tregore on it. It's absolutely frightful.
Oh, well.
No, I haven't scanned it in yet. No, I'm not sure that I will either. She's holding a pumpkin and I'm looking very strange.
You should get plenty of material from this year's show.
That's what I thought.
I've heard there are going to be some very good wildflower photos.
You're putting one in, aren't you?
Yes. I have no great hopes for it, really.
Oh, I must show you the new camera that Brian got me. It's digital.
A new one? I didn't think you'd have the last one 5 minutes.
Well, this one can do all sorts of clever things.
Ooh, nice.
And he's ordered a new printer. Professional quality.
He sounds in a generous mood.
Well, he is. And he amazed me yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Alice has been going on for ages about wanting a new saddle for her birthday.
That's at the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Sunday. And, of course, she's set her heart on something far too expensive.
A typical teenager.
And I wasn't very hopeful when I showed Brian what she wanted. Do you know, he didn't bat an eyelid and bought it at once.
He hasn't won the lottery on the quiet.
Well, normally he's cautious with money. No point in this climate, he said.
Now, that's interesting.
No one knows where they are with the markets at the moment.
Well, that's what Shiv and I were saying.
Oh, have you seen your brother?
No, I phoned him for advice, just to chat, really, about investments.
Well, it's handy having an accountant in the family.
Oh, not that I've got a lot to invest. And he only confirmed what I knew already.
What's that?
Putting money into anything's a risk right now.
The hospital says he's mending well.
No complications?
No. Though, of course, his shoulder still feels quite weak.
I'm sure it will do for a while.
There we are.
Oh, thanks. I'm grateful I got off with a sprain.
He's bearing up pretty well. Full of plans for his wedding anniversary.
Well, you wouldn't expect any less from Nigel.
No, Elizabeth isn't to know anything about it.
Surprises always make the best presents.
She's been spending a lot of time with Siobhan Hathaway.
Oh.
I suppose it's good she won't desert a friend in need.
Well, it shows a good heart.
And Janet says thanks for sending your apologies.
Oh, I'm glad she got the message.
She's hoping to call in soon, but I promised I'd tell you what happened.
And it's such an important meeting to miss.
It can't be helped. And I think we've made some progress.
It's always difficult when a vicar leaves.
We've agreed to set up a lay group to keep parish life as normal as possible.
Well, like we did when Robin left.
That's it. Bert's kindly offered to draw up a list of all the jobs that need covering.
I hope he remembers visiting the sick.
I'm sure he will. Then we can divide up who's going to take responsibility for what.
Well, I'm happy to do my share.
Naturally.
Once this wretched bandage is off.
I've promised to liaise with Darrington and Janet's other parishes.
Oh, yes. We're not the only ones affected.
No. I don't know if they'll find our previous experience any use.
I'm sure they will.
Can't do any harm, anyway. And I've arranged to see someone in Edgeley later.
Well, it's important that all four parishes pull together.
In fact, if I'm to help Jenny at the village hall as well, it's time I made a move.
Oh, don't let me keep you.
I'll just rinse my cup.
No, please don't, Jill. No, that's something I can manage.
If you're sure.
Oh, I am. Now, don't forget to take your plate back.
Right.
And thanks very much for coming.
Oh, I almost forgot. You haven't got this month's Borgias to Life yet, have you?
No, but I've heard all about it.
You might like to see a copy.
Roy's told me about the photograph.
Where is it? Oh, there we are. The Borsetshire Amateur Cricket Association dance. There's Mike.
Oh, yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Michael and Elizabeth Tucker share a joke with Mr. John Wilmot, former county captain.
You know Mike had just spilled a drink all over him.
Yes, I know.
Well, apparently Brenda's having a copy framed to hang up in Willow Farm.
Go on, you've had enough pampering. Time you rejoin your mates.
What's the matter with her?
She was attacked a few weeks back. Go on.
Was it Marjorie's dogs?
Yeah. This one's made a reasonable recovery. The others weren't so lucky.
Yeah, it's a rotten way to lose stock.
Too right.
Now, can I be a flaming nuisance?
Well, you're usually quite good at it.
Yeah, right. Now, you see, I'm patching up our old tractor shed, and I want to get the roofing off.
Uh-huh.
Only I need extra hands to get it down. Some of the sheets are enormous.
Oh, sorry, mate, I'm going flat out.
No, not you. I wondered about your student.
What, Chabba?
I know it's a cheek.
I'll say.
Tom and Neil are going to help, but we could do with one more. Preferably somebody with muscle.
Oh, I get it.
What?
You've heard how good he is, and now you're trying to lure him over to Bridge Farm.
2 hours maximum.
Oh, well, if he's happy about it, I don't mind.
You sure?
He said he'd like to have a look at some other farms while he's here.
Right, I'll ask him then. And you reckon he's good?
The business.
Mm-hmm. Where will I find him?
Hop in. We should pass him topping Ashfield.
Oh, how about... Here.
Too close to the pegs, Jenny.
Oh. Back this way. A little.
Surely this is all right.
Oh, well, looks fine to me.
We're blocking a double socket.
Oh. Right.
I think here. That's perfect. Hand me the sign, Lucia.
Which one?
Jubilee 2002.
Right.
I'll pinch in the middle, I think.
Good. Do you mind if I get off now?
No.
And thanks for dropping me off, Lucia.
Sorry you got lumbered with some of the lugging round as well.
Always happy to help prepare for the flower and produce.
Bye then.
See you.
Bye.
I'm surprised she's not working this afternoon.
Oh, she's taking time owed today and tomorrow.
Good. Ruth says she normally puts in far too many hours.
Now, I've done a very preliminary sorting out, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you'll think.
As long as it reflects the overall feel of Jubilee Day.
Lots of people have handed photos in.
Oh, we must have that one.
Mm-hmm.
The official reopening of the village hall.
Oh, there was a nicer one of Mum, actually, declaring the hall open.
Is it in here?
No, well, unfortunately, Mr. Pullum's pulling the most awful face in the background, so I didn't bring it.
Yes, he was fairly desperate, wasn't he?
And I suggest we pin our favourites up any old how, and then we decide on a proper layout.
Oh, that sounds sensible.
There are some nice shots of the tractor rides.
I'm not sure about this, the craft stores.
No?
Might not be diplomatic to have a picture of Janet and Tim together.
Oh, well, I was only thinking of the lovely lavender basket.
Oh, this is a must. Mm-hmm. Mike in his teddy bear outfit.
Yes. Oh, and can we put this one up to give an idea of the crowds?
Oh, that's super. Yeah. Phoebe looks happy on her granddad's shoulders.
Yeah. And it's one of the few photos where Brian's black eye is actually away from the camera.
And it definitely goes up.
And I was saying to George, we ought to leave space for photos from the march as well.
Really?
Well, it was such a marvellous day. apart from Brian getting into an awful tangle.
I heard about that.
Oh, I gave him a real piece of my mind for missing the coach.
You couldn't help it.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
No?
Well, I think he was quite happy to be travelling home first class rather than on a full noisy coach.
Oh, I'm sure that's unfair.
Anyway, it'd be nice to show us flying the Ambridge flag in London, as it were.
We've got plenty of Jubilee photos.
Well, yes.
And no one's going to mind those going up, whereas with a march...
You don't think anyone would seriously object?
As a matter of fact, I do, Jenny. Me, for a start.
But it was all about saving what we're celebrating here, proper country life.
And I probably agree with 90% of what you were marching for, protecting jobs and schools, all that.
Well, then.
I just wish it hadn't all been tied to hunting.
That's only a part of it.
All the same, it's a part I simply can't square with my conscience.
He must have finished sooner than I thought. I told you he was good.
But wouldn't you be furious?
Yes, of course.
I mean, 40%. It's ridiculous.
What time is it? You know, it might be worth seeing if he's gone over to the Hereford.
I stand to lose £100 a ton.
Look, Tony, you can't expect a supermarket to buy second-rate goods just because they're organic.
They're not second-rate. There's nothing wrong with them, just a bit of skin blemish.
Well, look on the bright side.
What bright side?
OK, you're losing out on the spuds, but at least things are looking more promising in general.
Eh?
With your handouts.
What?
These new acreage payments.
Oh, now, come on, David. They're not exactly huge, and they've had them in the rest of Europe for years.
Plus, you've got the supermarket saying they want local stuff. That's a big step forward.
Yeah, Brian reckons it's mostly window dressing.
Yeah, well, that's what he hopes. All these spuds he's bringing in from Hungary.
Yeah, he's pretty exposed, really, although he'd never admit it.
Well, maybe this is a real turning point, you know? There's more and more people want to buy local produce.
Yeah, exactly what I told Brian.
Well, that's the way it's got to go. If any of us are going to survive, organic or non-organic...
Right.
That's why we started up Hassett Hills.
Yeah.
Look, the bottom line is, we're just little guys battling against much bigger economic forces, but I am damned if I'm going to sit down and take it. And neither should you.
Cathy's got unwanted visitors.
Work hard today, especially with the numbers.
You might have said you were going to turn up early.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look, turn your trainers off, Jamie. They're muddy.
All right.
And then get your bag ready for school.
I meant to tell you last night.
Well, I wish you had.
Yeah, sorry. I'm driving all over this morning. It's one of those days when all the jobs come up at once.
Well, just remember in future.
Anyway, you needn't worry. It's not the first time I've seen you in your dressing gown.
Kenton's coat. Kenton's here.
Oh.
Kenton?
Yes, Jamie. The other trainer. What?
No, nothing.
Well, another time. You let me know in advance.
What the heck?
Cathy, you've got to see this. Oh, hello, Jamie.
Kenton.
Morning, Sid.
Well, what's going on?
We've got company for breakfast.
Oh, no.
Come and have a look, Sid.
Hide up the arbuckle.
Oh, this is too much. Look, shoo! Get out!
Wow, Bart's come to see him.
And now he's going home again. Get out!
Quite a sight, isn't it?
Well, he's entered the fruit bowl. Oh, get out, you silly animal.
Mummy.
I'll deal with it, Cathy. Go on, Bart. Time to go. Come on. Come on.
How did he get in here? I mean, how?
Well, he must have got into the garden through the fence.
Oh, the fence? Oh, no. He's flattened half of it.
That's it. That's it. Jamie, open the back door wider. Good boy. Yeah, well, as soon as I came down, I saw the bushes had been trampled. So I went out to investigate. Now, come on, come on. Out you go. Come on.
I'm going with him.
Yeah. OK, Jamie. Oh, phew. He must have been round the side of the house. I left the back door open. He sneaked in.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Yeah, I suppose so, but I mean, you've got to see the funny side of it, Cathy.
You ready for a top-up?
Yeah, what?
Oh, sorry, Joe. I didn't see you was asleep.
But I wasn't.
Oh.
I was power napping.
Oh, right.
That's what they call it, you know. We saw it in one of Clary's magazines.
What all the movers and shakers do.
That's it. I'm gathering my strength for the tasks ahead.
You got a busy day on?
Oh, man. Once I finished in here.
Are you ready for a top-up, then? No extra charge.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, it's there to be drunk.
Very... Are we civilised, all this, Jolene Rogers?
What,
The boss should have done it years ago. Morning coffee and papers.
It's nice to hear a compliment.
Yeah, well, he means it.
Well, makes a change from last night. Tony Archer nearly emptied the bar with his moaning.
Oh, he's good at that, he's Tony Archer.
On and on about the supermarkets. How unfair they all are.
Well, you might have a point there.
Oh, here, there's some little tubs of milk.
They're no friend to farmers.
Yeah, but you don't come to the pub to be miserable, do you?
Oh, no.
You come to unwind. Even have a little power nap, if you fancy it.
Well, it's these chairs. They're too comfortable. Oh, good. You got me some sugar.
So what have you got on today?
I'm making my final decisions on what I'm putting in the flour and produce.
Oh, you in with a chance this year?
Will you ever look at my roses when you go down tomorrow?
Yeah, I will.
And then I'm mending fences for next door.
Oh, Cathy?
Seeing she'd come round in a mood this morning when I was out having me constitutional.
What about?
Oh, something, nothing. Oh, you know better than most how temperamental Cathy Perks can be.
Well, it's not for me to say.
So I'll keep her sweet by fixing the fence. Any more sugar, is there?
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I wish I was on holiday.
Oh, I'm not. This is time owed.
Usha, what are you and Adrian doing on Sunday evening?
Nothing. Well, I don't know why.
Well, I like these.
The Michaelmas daisies.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, Bert put them in for me.
Oh. No, Nigel's goofed up. Have you got any pirate gear?
For Nigel?
He's having a surprise party for his wedding anniversary. Lizzie doesn't know. It's a pirate theme. You can come, can't you?
It's rather short notice.
Oh, please. He was going to invite you days ago, but, you know, being Nigel, of course, he forgot.
Well, I'll have to see what Adrian's doing.
Oh, you'll persuade him. We've got a treasure hunt, supper on a fairy-lit island, a beautiful music, signorita.
Go on, I'm sure he'll get there somehow.
Oh, thank you.
And we're to come as pirates.
Yeah. Nigel will be so relieved. He was worried he'd left asking you too late.
Well, at least we've got a couple of days to find costumes.
That's why I volunteered to find you now. In between running here, there and everywhere.
What for?
Well, I'm looking for premises.
Oh, is this for your...
Cyber cafe. Yeah, it's looking really promising.
You're not worried about Sid and Jolene getting in first?
What, two steam-driven PCs in the Ploughman's?
It'll be more than that.
Well, I'm not talking about Ambridge. I'm talking about Borchester, different league altogether.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there are loads of young, well-off professionals in town with nowhere decent to socialise.
Well, people have been saying that for a long time.
You see, they want style, class, pizzazz. And that's what I'm going to give them.
It sounds ambitious.
I know what I'm taking on, Usha. And I've got the record to back it up.
In business?
Oh, yeah. Antiques here, sailing in Oz. And, you know, plenty of other little ventures.
Quite a range of interests.
I see, that's my trouble. Once I've got a company up and making money, I don't hang around.
No?
I always need the buzz of the next challenge. Funnily enough, it's usually my partners who see the profits.
And who's your partner this time?
Can the daisies spare you for 5 minutes?
So the accountant's happy?
Yes.
And we can expect all the stuff for the
early
tax promotion?
Next week, yes.
Oh, what about the cash and carry?
Jolene, everything's gone according to plan this morning, except at Cathy's.
Oh, you caught her on the arc, that's all.
But how often is he staying there?
Oh, does it matter?
Yeah, of course it does. That's Jamie's home.
Canton's all right.
He's turning it into a madhouse. Can you imagine? A horse there for breakfast.
You're making too much of it.
Yeah, well, all right, a pony. But it shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Oh, well, that's not what you're worried about.
I mean, how's Jamie supposed to concentrate at school after that?
Cathy's got as much right to a relationship as anyone else.
I'm not saying any different.
Yeah, and Jamie will deal with having a new man around in his own way. Now, can we get on serving, Sid?
And this had better be done properly.
It will be.
Because if that animal comes through again...
Oh, no chance of that.
I mean, frankly, Joe, I've had it up to here.
I know. I've been
too easygoing.
Yeah, there isn't a box of nails.
When I saw you bring Bart home, I should have put my foot down straight away. No, I like to be a good neighbour.
Well, you are. No arguments.
Live and let live as much as you can. So, I didn't say anything.
And it's much appreciated.
But never again. I've had to take this afternoon off to come back and clear up.
Well, no need. I'll see to it all.
What? Mend the fence, clear up the trampled flowers and mop up the kitchen as well?
Yeah, well, I can if you like.
Not to mention replacing the fruit bowl.
You have been very naughty, Bartleby.
He's not the problem.
No. I had it in mind to fix the fence earlier this week, as it happens.
Did you?
I noticed there was a panel or two loose. Sorry.
So am I.
No, he means it. I am sorry.
Yes, well...
You've been a good neighbour to us, Cathy Perks, and I should have kept a closer eye on Bartleby.
He's made a complete mess of the lawn.
After the clover, I expect.
Yeah, I know my garden's not in great shape.
No. He should never have got through. That's all there is to it.
I do try to keep it tidy. I just don't have time.
How about as soon as I finish the fence, I tidies your lawn and sees to the flower beds?
Oh, no. No, you don't have to.
Oh, he wants to.
Well, it would be a help.
Like you says, your garden was a bit of a tip even before Bartleby got in, so a good clear-up won't go amiss.
Do you know what you're getting them yet?
Only that it's got to be something bronze.
Bronze?
For an 8th anniversary. And it's got to fit into the treasure chest.
That leaves you plenty of scope.
Kathy's going to help me choose.
Sorry, it's not cash.
Oh, no worries. As long as it doesn't bounce.
You're asking everyone for the same amount?
Only family. You can't expect people like William and Emma to stump up much.
Well, it should still be a decent present.
Oh, and you've got the kids sorted for Sunday?
Phil and Jill are doing a mass babysit. Our three and Daniel.
She didn't say she was coming here.
Have you seen her already today?
Yeah, and for the same reason, the anniversary party.
Come here, Boucher, it's open.
Hi. Oh, hello again.
Are you following me around because of my good looks or my aftershave?
Neither, I'm afraid.
Ah, my radiant personality, then. That's usually the case.
Don't bother taking your coat off. We'll be nipping out to collect the eggs in a few minutes.
Oh, OK.
Oh, and you can leave the door. I'm shooting off, I'm afraid.
Good luck present hunting.
Has this been Nigel and Elizabeth?
Yeah, you'll see the result on Sunday. Oh, and we can have another talk then, OK? All right, bye all.
Bye. Another talk, eh?
Nothing like that. One chat-up's enough for today.
Who's been chatting you up? Oh.
Chabo just invited me out.
On a date?
Oh, yes.
A proper date?
No doubt about it.
He didn't.
Just now, as I was driving in, waved down the car, said how lovely I was looking.
What a star.
And would I like to go for a meal with him next week? He wants to become my friend.
That's wonderful.
And he did it so nicely.
What did you say?
I told him how flattered I was, but sorry, I'm already in a relationship, and that was that.
You'd better not have broken his heart. He's a great worker.
I don't think so. He was absolutely charming, hoped I wasn't offended, smiled a great big smile and went off.
That takes some doing at his age.
I tell you, if he were a few years older, there'd be no holding me back.
Oh, shit.
He's got something, hasn't he?
Loads of it. If word gets round that he's looking for company...
They'll be queuing from here to the Am. I'm afraid my conversation with Kenton was much more mundane.
Oh.
He was telling me about his, cyber cafe.
Oh, that.
How he's looking for premises, the kind of clientele he's aiming for. He's full of good ideas.
He always is.
And then he told me he needs a silent partner, since he hasn't got any capital to put in himself.
He wasn't asking you for money?
No.
Just as well.
Not really.
So he did?
Well, not exactly. He talked about the kind of investment he's looking for. It was more... passing the time of day.
Kenton always has a reason for doing that.
Yeah, there's no harm in asking him to produce a business plan.
Business plan? You'd be lucky. He's no idea how to make one.
Well, that's what I thought. Call his bluff.
And do you think he was serious?
I don't know. Some of what he was saying sounded promising.
Kenton's good at talking. Delivering is another matter.
What do you think I should do if he actually comes up with a plan?
That's easy enough. Get yourself a barge pole.
Okay.
And even then, don't touch it.
It's time for results.
Thought George would have opened the hall by now.
4 o'clock, yeah?
It's only a few minutes off.
No, he's a stickler for time, he's George Barford.
I'm not even sure I want to go in.
Why ever not, Pat?
I'm regretting entering.
Oh, don't be silly, love.
It's so long since I've put anything into the flower and produce.
All the more reason to have a go this year.
Oh, I wish I hadn't. I'm not a naturally competitive person.
I'll remind you of that next time we play Scrabble.
What are you interested in?
A chocolate cake. It was too dry. I know it was.
I'm sure it wasn't.
The trial run was delicious.
Anyway, this isn't a real competition. It's just a bit of fun.
Some folks have gone to a lot of trouble over there in Greece.
Oh, yes, of course.
We've been feeding, spraying and mulching right through the year.
Well, you should do well, then.
Well, I ain't so sure. I woke up worrying about me parsnips.
Oh, dear.
I don't think I put my best three in.
No?
That was all such a rush at the last minute. Kathy Perks had been doing her garden till all hours.
She told me you volunteered.
Oh, this was because Bartleby got loose.
And into Kathy's house.
Poor creature was only following its nature.
Sounds like the Godfather.
Does it?
Oh, he means finding a horse's head in the bed.
Bartleby weren't nowhere near Kathy Perks's bed. More than could be said for... not that I mind helping her out in the garden. Not at all.
Any sign of my Frieda?
I'm afraid not, Bert.
Oh, that's a nuisance. She was hoping Mrs. Fletcher had let her off cleaning this afternoon.
Pat Fletcher? She's as miserable as her husband.
Tony!
Well, she is.
I thought you might bring Chabba with you.
Ah, well, he was interested enough earlier in the week.
I know he was.
But now he don't seem quite so keen on coming. We don't know why.
There are 10 being delivered, all in calf.
What, and they're all Simmental crosses?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're building up the herd nicely.
Oh, I don't want a massive operation, just big enough to keep me out of mischief.
You know, on Sunday...
Yeah?
Well, is it all right if a few of us come over early? Only Fallon's got that DJ through college and he needs time to set up.
Yeah, of course.
And me and the band will need a sound check, plus maybe a quick rehearsal.
Whatever you like.
Have we got a new number to try out?
What better place for its premiere than your birthday, eh?
Me and Fallon have written it. It's kind of a metal meets 70s.
Really?
Yeah, there's a real retro feel in the middle. We've got a sort of speed disco thing going on.
Have you?
Dermot calls it thrash handbag. That was his joke.
Ed, Caroline and I are learning Italian. I'm afraid one foreign language is quite enough at the moment.
Well, it'll be a good night.
Food's all organised now?
Yeah, Mum and Emma are doing loads.
Good.
Oh, here we go.
Right on time.
Well, let's see if you made a good boy, then.
Now, that does surprise me.
No.
Well, I thought they was only fair to Middley.
No, you weren't that fair as well.
Well, it's very decent of you to say so, John.
Maybe if I put me other parsnips in, you'd have had a run for your money.
Shame yours didn't even get a mention.
Well, that's all water under the bridge now.
First prize for marrow and parsnips. We're not doing so badly.
No, I wasn't really expecting nothing in them two classes.
No?
Beetroot was the pick of my veg. Now, where are they got to?
Is this when Haley was wearing the outfit, or is it Mike?
Look at the paw.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, silly question. Typical Mike, pint in hand.
Jenny and I spent ages deciding which ones to put up.
Kenton looks happy.
He had to show some of the festivities at the ball.
Ian, is it true he's starting his own business?
Kenton?
Yeah. I've heard he's trying to set something up, a bar or a cafe.
I'm the last person to ask Tony.
So, you don't know much about it?
I don't know if he's serious this time or not. I never do.
Well, I reckon he's got the right idea.
Really?
Yeah, you have to go it alone these days. The less you're at the mercy of other people, the better.
That sounds heartfelt.
Jill, Tony, when have you got a minute? Come and look at these.
Well, at least this time you've got a prize.
Third place. What use is that to anybody?
Well, it's better than nothing.
Not much. Not compared to first.
Ah, now, I must say I was quietly confident about these beforehand.
I suppose some people might consider them a reasonable set of beetroot.
Reasonable? But a lot of care and attention went into growing
these. Then I don't begrudge you your victory, not one little bit, Bert.
Oh, I put in some hard work.
All my efforts went into the roses this year. Now, that's what I got high hopes for.
Go on, girl!
Go on, in you go! Go on!
Don't fast, you're joining your friends. Go on!
That's a nice bunch of animals.
Yeah, not bad. Whether I can make a profit from them is another matter entirely.
Well, at least you're starting with decent stock.
Yeah. Just a shame Caroline's not here.
Caroline?
Well, she was hoping to get down, but you know what it's like at Great Gables.
I didn't know she was interested in cattle.
As a general rule, she's not, but, tell me, you think they look all right?
Yeah, there's good condition on them.
Well, when we've looked through, pick one out.
What for?
Whichever heifer you choose, come spring, you can keep her calf.
Aye?
Well, it's Caroline's idea. She said just because William's her godson doesn't mean you should miss out.
Well, I can keep the calf?
Yeah, either to sell or as the first step towards building up stock of your own.
You're winding me up.
No, not at all. As long as you take full responsibility for her.
Yeah, of course. That's great. What can I do with it? I haven't got anywhere.
Run it with the herd here, of course.
Oh, right.
Caroline and I'll meet feed and veterinary costs till you've built up some capital of your own.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
You can sell it immediately if you want, but the idea is to have an eye to the future.
What, any one of them? You don't mind?
No, no, take your pick.
Well, this one's a beauty. Oh, thanks, this is brilliant.
Well, we thought it was more interesting than getting you a pewter mug or something.
Yeah, this one looks in great condition.
You don't have to choose right away, no?
No?
No. Why not wait till we've gone through them? Give yourself some time.
Oh, that's great.
Though, of course, you know there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Sorry?
I'm going to get something out of it as well.
What's that?
With expanding the herd a little, I'm going to need help more often.
Oh, yeah, any time.
I'll take you up on that.
Well, you know, I don't mind. It's loads better than bagging compost for Dad or selling his ornaments.
So it wasn't a completely stupid idea?
Oh, no, I can't wait to show my mates.
Well, won't they think it's rather a strange birthday present?
I don't care if they do. It's brilliant.
Look, the campion and foxgloves together. Aren't they lovely?
Yeah. Must have been taken about in June, I should think.
Hmm. Who took it? Terry Booth. Ah, Mr. Booth's grandson.
I wouldn't have thought he was the artistic type.
All sorts of people have entered.
Usha's done well, hasn't she?
She pretended she wasn't bothered, but underneath...
Oh, it's a lovely photo.
Yeah, a worthy winner.
Shula's very fond of ladies' bedstraw.
And Linda will be pleased.
Well, how come?
Well, that's what she wants as the county flower, doesn't she?
She'll have to ask Usha for a copy.
Well, I suppose it's one of her more harmless campaigns.
It's nice seeing people, you know, win.
Yes.
If it's any consolation for that.
Oh, don't need consoling, honestly. I knew I wasn't in with a chance.
It was a strong field.
I'm not in the least bothered.
And yours looked a very nice cake.
I can't wait to get it home.
No, it's not going home.
No?
All the entries are being auctioned off at the end.
It's for village hall funds.
Ah, it's a pity. I mean, I know it's a good cause, but I was looking forward to some cake.
Oh, you can bid for one of the good ones.
Now, don't start fishing for compliments.
Mm, lovely smell. Where's it coming from?
It's from the roses.
Oh.
There's some beauties this year.
Oh, and well done on your gentleman's buttonhole.
Did you see it?
Yes. I was trying to work out what you'd call that colour.
Sort of coppery pink, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it.
And, of course, Phil's going to get some good news when he arrives.
It certainly ain't right.
Oh, come on, Joe.
It won't be right till he has two classes.
You got second place, didn't you?
Them as is still working and them as is retired.
Hey, well, you're retired yourself.
I've never worked so hard in my life as now. If I'm not seeing the baby's place, I'd do a next door's garden.
Well, I don't know why you were complaining. Mine weren't even mentioned.
We were up against a man with nothing but time on his hands.
Oh, that ain't fair.
Well, what else has Phil Asher got to do all day except tend his roses?
He's back helping at Brookfield two or three times a week.
You can't convince me it's right, Bertram.
Then I shan't bother trying. You're just being a poor loser, Joe.
No, no, no. I don't mind losing when it's all above board.
They was lovely roses that Vast put in.
Showy. Very showy. But no real quality.
Oh, of course they have.
Yeah, it's enough to take in Ted Hargreaves. Precious little idea he's got it.
Ooh, that's not what you said last week.
Well, I never like to speak ill of somebody if I don't have to.
Hey?
The simple fact is, nobody had a good word for Ted Hargreaves during my time at Radio Borsetshire. Nobody.
You had a high opinion of him yourself not so long ago.
You're not the first idea about judging.
Well, I beg to differ. With me and Frieda doing so well, I consider it's been a very good year indeed.
32, 87, 160.
Want anything with your cup of tea?
Please.
What would you like? They've got shortcake. That looks like fruit cake.
Oh,
nice looking scones. Terry, come on, the queue's building up.
Well, I'll have a cup of tea then.
We managed to establish that. What do you want with it?
Sit down for a minute, Pat.
All right.
I had an idea while I was talking to Jill.
What's this?
That's what we could do if we bring the grade outs back from the co-op.
Is that what you've decided to do?
Well, if even Kenton can get off his backside and start touting for business.
What's the 160 mean?
Bags. That's how many we'll have to sell from this load.
Who's going to do the bagging?
I could ask Tom.
I doubt he'll have time.
Well, even if we have to get someone like Ed Grundy, I want to do it.
Ed?
I don't care who. Now, the point is, what does Bridge Farm do best?
All sorts of things. Except make chocolate cake.
We're good at adding value, and we're good at marketing.
We have to be.
Precisely. That's all that's kept us afloat the last couple of years.
Still, that's an awful lot of potatoes.
Well, some will go through the shop. And we can put them on offer in the veg boxes.
I suppose there's the farmer's market.
We'll shift them somehow.
Yes, all right.
You agree?
Well, we certainly won't be any worse off taking them back.
Oh, to be honest, love, I don't care if we are.
Then go for it.
Supermarkets are crushing the life out of businesses like ours.
We're doing a lot better than some.
Because we don't take it lying down, Pat. No? David was right. We've got to start taking control.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.